The town of Dorset is looking for a new home for its town office and believe it's found a spot for one on Raptor Lane off Route 30. It's a part of a 307-acre lot that the town was able to purchase for a bargain price of $100,000 3 years ago, adjacent to the Owl's Head Town's Forest. As town officials studied what were possible uses to put the property parcel to, beyond hiking and outdoor recreation, relocating the town office emerged as one possibility. Once a former school building, the current Dorset Town Hall, an office building in East Dorset, is not fully handicapped accessible and is running out of space for the town to store its records. And the room where the select board and other town meetings are held is a bit on the cramped side if there's a larger-than-average audience. By the winter of 2023, Dorset Town officials are hoping a new town hall will have been constructed and in operation and offering the town not only more vault space, handicapped accessibility, but more parking space and more meeting and voting space, as well as a pretty spectacular view of Mother Myrick Mountain. It will also be an energy-efficient, net-zero building, meaning that the amount of carbon emissions and greenhouse gases produced will match what is removed from the atmosphere. The town has been conducting public site visits to the spot where they propose to construct the new town office, and during them, town manager Rob Jotty described what the proposed new town office might look like and offer.
Where would parking be?
Down in front of the building.
Okay.
So the building actually kind of sits back on the site a little ways, and then the parking sits in front of it, essentially. And I think that we had, in some of the drawings, we talked about potential overflow parking on this side, on the left side, informally is maybe like a grass field or something like that. The parking, I think that's been accommodated, certainly is about triple what we have at the current facility. So, I think we'll think long and hard before we, obviously there's zoning and kind of fire safety requirements for parking, but there's a reality of this is much different than what we have right now.
Oh, yeah.
We're content to have people give us input and see where we go, I guess. Mm-hmm. The meeting space is another good example of it's about 600 square feet, roughly.
Yeah.
Right now, we have like a little over 200 square feet. So 600 seems small, but when you're tripling the size,
yeah,
it's certainly going to be a lot a lot better at accommodating a little larger meetings or mm-hmm. the meetings that we normally have. So,
and square footage wise, we're almost doubling or over doubling our
the total building.
Yeah,
roughly. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's roughly doubling. And we have, we do have a new employee that that's full time now. Our recreation director, who actually doesn't have an office space at the current building, which is not. I mean, it's kind of a position where there's a lot of outside inside work, so it's not a huge deal, but ideally that would be a need, to have a space.
So we keep them shuffled.
Right, exactly.
You're going to fill in this spot?
No, what you see in front of us is a stormwater retention area that was part of the 8-lot subdivision. It's very much likely that that'll stay. The architect actually had some really neat ideas about potentially there's going to be if we get to the point where the project starts to get into next phases, it will require an amendment to the stormwater permit. And one of the things that the architect I think was already thinking about was the additional work and how to utilize this space and to turn it into they called it a wetland essentially. Mm-hmm. Because of the wildlife and everything else, and just kind of instead of being just kind of an open, kind of grassy area, it would be more recognizable as a wetland, which would be kind of neat. Mm-hmm. There's a retention pond here. There's other stormwater facets. Another thing about Raptor Lane is that you can see the transformer box down there. There's been a lot of investment in terms of infrastructure, and that's one of the things that leads us to this process of when we look at uses with the road and the utility infrastructure. It just makes a lot of sense to to look at, you know, housing and municipal type uses, because a lot of the work that's needed is a lot of it's done already.
The proposal does still have to be approved by the town, which would be done through a bond vote, which is currently reckoned to be for $3.6 million to be paid over a 30-year period. The tax impact on a property valued at $300,000 would be slightly under $77 of additional property tax owed to the town. At this point, it looks like the vote will be held on August 24th, and an informational meeting will be held on August 23rd, although there probably will be 2 to 3 other informational sessions leading up to the vote, he said.
The parking is going to be kind of north-south in this direction.
Okay.
You know, essentially from here over to that area, two sections of head-in parking, I think 20 spots each. And then the building actually will be sited in a kind of a southwesterly direction, kind of this way. You can see, if you kind of use your imagination with the pine trees gone, a little bit of regrading, but that's essentially the envelope. And then kind of the backside of the building, and or like the backside of the, I would say, the development envelope is that kind of double marked tree all the way to the back.
Yep.
Back of the building is kind of somewhere in between the two other pieces of tape. There's some of the red pine, you know, potentially would be harvested to try to reduce the costs or whatever.
The town is also conducting a survey of residents to get a sense of what the voters think of the idea and to solicit their suggestions. Townspeople can find the survey on the Dorset Town website at dorsetvt.org. The town is also interested in hearing from residents about what to repurpose or do with the existing town office in East Dorset. Another survey form is available for that and can be found also on the town's website. If all goes according to plan and the necessary permits, which would include an Act 250 permit, are obtained, construction would start in the spring of 2023 and the building completed by the end of that year. For the GNET TV News Project, I'm Andrew McKeever.